Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group. Yep. So, if you've been following this week in the OSR, you've noticed that we've got a bit of a dumpster fire going on. And for those of you who don't read the blog, TenkarsTavern.com, I am going to read official statements from Rob Conley at the Bat in the Attic blog. Rob was the main force trying to complete the CSIO Kickstarter for Judges Guild. And official statement from Frog God Games. And then I guess I'll probably have a quasi-official statement from me or however we work that. All right. So, Bat in the Attic is Rob Conley's blog. And what Rob posted, shared about last night concerning Judges Guild. Now remember, this is Rob until I tell you otherwise. I use Facebook to keep in contact with various individuals, including Robert Bledsoe II, the owner of the Judges Guild IP and the son of one of the company's founders. Saturday evening, I noticed the following post, and it's a screenshot, Trump's on it, and the comment from Bob Bledsoe II could be why the Jews media hates him so much. Trump's re-election campaign kicks off in the name of Jesus Christ. Back to Rob. This is unacceptable. Sunday evening, I called Robert Bledsoe II and discussed the issue. I notified him that I will no longer be doing future Judges Guild projects and will only continue to sell what I currently have listed. I stated that I will be calling the other Judges Guild licensees and inform them of the situation and my decision. I was not planning on making any public announcements. Given the mob mentality I have seen emerge, I was not comfortable in making a public statement. However, because I was calling several people who are immediately affected by the situation, the odds of a public post were high. I'm going to say that my post regarding this was probably the first public post on it, but certainly not the last. Back to Rob Conley. With issues like these, one has to follow the dictates of their conscience. It has gone public, hence this post explaining what happened and why. In addition to the above post, I noticed shortly before the call the following post. Now, it's a picture of, it's a video, but it's a screen capture of Christian Bale dropping a card and looking disappointed. And a caption from Robert Bledsoe II. Santa receiving word that the North won the Civil War, so he has to switch to elves. Back to Rob Conley. This cemented my decision that I can no longer be in a future business relationship with Judges Guild. Then later, this post was pointed out to me. Uninformed idiots out there claiming a vote for Bernie will make him our first Jewish president. Wrong. Harry Truman was a Jew and created the State of Israel by proclamation, while Eisenhower was a Swedish Jew whose white American casualty rate was itself a war crime. Secretive little guys, aren't they? Sorry to disturb your dream state, kids. Yeah. Back to Rob Conley. This too, I consider unacceptable. For now, I will keep my Judges Guild-related products up for sale. I currently have a unique situation in regards to the royalties I pay. Given the state of the Kickstarter finances, Robert Bledsoe II suspended the royalty payments in lieu of paying me for finishing the last 9 maps. This has been going on since November of 2017 when I released the CSIO map. Since then, all revenue after taxes and expenses have gone to me. This will not last indefinitely, at which point I will have to revisit having these products listed based on how things have progressed. I will make an announcement accordingly. Expect to post outlining my future plans for Bat and the Attic Games. In a nutshell, I wasn't expecting to have a license to Judges Guild IP 10 years ago, and was proceeding on that basis for what became the Majestic Wilderlands supplement. Then an opportunity came up after I finished working in a map for City State and a Sea Kings, and as a result, I secured a license. Last word. To those of you familiar with my published writing, I try to follow a philosophy of less is more. So is it the same in the case of my response? I don't need to explain the ills caused by generations of bigotry and prejudice. It is just wrong. And it is unacceptable. And back to me, I think that Rob spelled it out really well. And a little background information. For those of you like me and many others in the OSR and beyond who backed the City, State, and Invincible Overlord Kickstarter, that was run by Judges Guild. Let me just say this. Rob Conley busted his fucking ass to get material done for that. Not only was he doing the maps, he was doing some supplements that went along with the maps. And let me be clear, if Rob is no longer involved in the fucking project, the project is fucking dead. Okay. How dead? Figure ballpark $30,000 in the hole, which is why Bob II could not pay Rob, gave him a generous licensing agreement where Rob kept the monies that he raised, because there are no monies left in this project, just a great big gaping hole. Yes. For those that are asking at home, and it's already been asked me directly, once all this settles out, I will put together a post-mortem on the CSIO Kickstarter. What went wrong? Where the monies probably went? Give me a little time. I will get to that. Next, big statement. Not a long statement, but an important statement was from Frog God Games. Recently, the owner of Judges Guild made a series of racist and anti-Semitic posts on Facebook. Might I add, this is back to me, Tenkar. I know a number of people who have reached out to me directly who called and or messaged Bob Bledsoe II about the post he shared on Facebook, because people were shocked and like, it couldn't be real. It couldn't be him. He must have been hacked. And his response was basically, I make no apologies for what I put up. This is what I believe. People that follow me enjoy these and like these. And this is basically a political attack on me, meaning Bob Bledsoe. And this, by the way, is where I'm going to probably make my comment. Hiding racism, bigotry, anti-Semitism behind the sheet of politics or behind the curtain of politics is fucking bullshit. All right? There are racists of all political spectrums. Don't say, oh, these are my political views. If you're a racist, that's not political. Okay, for an anti-Semite, it's not political. I see, there's a reason why I sat on this for about 12 hours before I put up on a blog, and then even then I didn't put up with much commentary, because yes, I take this shit personal and I get pissed. All right, let me go. I'm going to start the whole thing from Frog God Games again, because I got to. Recently, the owner of Judges Guild made a series of racist and anti-Semitic posts on Facebook. We will not reproduce them here. They are shown on Rob Conley's Bat in the Attic blog. We are convinced of their authenticity. Rob wrote his post because, as a licensee of Judges Guild property, he felt he needed to state clearly that he would not be doing business with Judges Guild in the future. We have also licensed property from Judges Guild in the past, and we are seconding Rob's example by cutting off all future business with Judges Guild. The posts made on Facebook were completely unacceptable. So there you have it, folks. That's what's going on right now. In addition to that, all the Judges Guild releases that were under Judges Guild, not stuff that are reproductions or later stuff that was licensed to like Goodman Games or I guess even Frog God or even Rob, but stuff that Judges Guild was selling underneath their company's account have all been removed. I don't know. I'm not going to venture a guess as to whether it was removed by drive-thru or whether Bob took it down preemptively. I don't know. But that's what's going on. I have been sent screenshots of stuff that's a lot worse than what Rob and I initially shared on our blogs. And, yeah. So, there you have it, folks. I know. Not the happy episode you were looking forward to. I'll come back to that. I thought that should be out there. Folks, thank you for listening. I'm sorry if any fans of Judges Guild have had some illusions shattered, but you know, the new Judges Guild, even though it's inherited by Bob II from his father, doesn't necessarily reflect on the Judges Guild that was producing the material back in the 70s and the 80s. Right? All right, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.